Okay, this will be me reading the Blaise Vox print book, Cheltenham, which was initially released in 2012. Number 261. Never one to cut corners about cutting corners, you spun the Subaru into a rough U-turn right in the middle of Old Jerk Road at midnight, scaring the shit out of this self-declared artist. The issue, as ever, was nothing particular to celebrate. We could only connect nothing with nothing in our private suburban wasteland. Here's where the fun starts. I got out, motherfucker. I made it. I say I, and it works. But Old Jerk Road at midnight is still what it is. I still have to live there the same way you do. Number 412. Each thinks the other a lonesome reprobate. That's what I guess when I see the picture. It's Elkins Park Square on a cold spring night. They're almost sitting on their hands. One went up, as they say, one went down, but you'll never hear a word of this in Cheltenham. They can't gloat anymore, so they make an art of obfuscation. That's why I seldom go back. Elkins Park Square is scary at night. There are ghosts by the ice skating rink. Number 414. And out of this nexus, O sacred scribe, came absolutely no one. I don't know what you expected to find here. This warm, safe, comforting suburb has a smother button by which souls are unraveled. Who would know better than you? Even if you're only in the back of your mind, asphyxiating. He looked out the window. Cars dashed by on Limekiln Pike. What is it? He said. Are you dead, or do you think you're Shakespeare? Number 421. Huddled in the back of a red Jetta, I thought we were in a Springsteen song. But there are no back streets in Cheltenham. It's only the strip mall to house and back circuit. Anyone could have seen us. It wasn't a full consummation. For want of a graceful phrase, we were too smart to fuck. There was no playing hero for me, nor did I force you to confess. What could you say? Cheltenham was soft and all too infested. Number 671. Even as a little girl, she got beat down. There was something wrong with her brains. She couldn't relate to people. Cheltenham guys noticed how adorably doll-like she was, looking real good, like Natalie Wood, but she wouldn't date anyone. She died a mysterious, social, drowning death. She got older and became a Tennessee Williams heroine as Jewess. I'm telling you this because I nailed her, dude. I got her to give me a blowjob. Number 681. The kids scamper around the pool and jump in. She's having an affair and watching her kids with the others. What, was her sex life supposed to be over? She was supposed to stop dead at 38 and forever hold her peace? And is she that much of a backstabber, considering what she's been put through? The older guys at the pool still do look at her. They've been warned. Number 415. There's something sweet and sickly about teenagers fucking, even laid down by the jagged rocks that border Tookany Creek. I think of them there and know he's getting wasted. What's draining out of him is the will to live. She always gets him off somehow. Then they would walk over to the Little League field and huddle in the dugout. He didn't even wind up graduating from Cheltenham on time. I can't get over thinking who he could have been. Am I the only one? Number 416. It's 2 a.m. This big, empty field is a vacuum sucked into this little girl's mouth. Everything's little, he thinks. At least I'm big enough to get head. The problem is what she wants from me and what she's bound to get. Just by chance, someone in a passenger seat in a car going by on Church Road sees the outline of the two figures. One is leaning. The blowjob part isn't visible. "Wow," he says, "this place is strange." He shakes himself, turns up the music, and gets ready for a long ride. Number 213. You and your proud working-class ethos. You, sitting at your laptop, spying on me on Facebook, jerking your parts off. Go ahead and pass on that shipment. You'll get a cut. You're no beauty school dropout hanging around the corner store. You need to know, when they do make me into a rag doll, you'll get one of the first batch. You can wring me out, slam me down on your linoleum floor, bite my head to your heart's content. Number 260. I was too stoned to find the bathroom. The trees in the dude's backyard made it look like Africa. You are my hookup to this new crowd. Same voice, as always, cuts in to say you were fucked up even then. You had a dooming Oedipal complex. We were all wrapped tight, even when we got high. I was the only one getting any, so you both mistrusted me. African trees and easy camaraderie. A primitive pact sealed between warring factions. My spears, take this as you will, for your grass. Number 216. You can force your pen into a cat's anus for all I care, she told him. October sunlight hit the grimy pavement as if directed by Rocky Balboa himself. The art museum, he thinks, is mostly crap, but it's still imposing. What man has made of man, fodder for gift shops. His working life is a gift shop, too. No one buys anything. If he did force his pen into a cat's anus, they'd probably arrest him for animal abuse. Maybe he'll pretend that she's a cat. Ring the bell for round two, please. Number 212. Picture this. 30 kids in a two-story house in the Poconos. They're little bandits. Their parents think they're somewhere else. It's the popular crew, but half the baseball stars are homosexuals. Half the cheerleaders want to be half-wives, housewives, and the football guys are putting on 5 pounds a day. They have to carry little Megan out for some fresh air. She's drunk, got ditched by a wide receiver. She looks at the mountain stars, thinks, her friend imagines, nothing thoughts about nothing. 18 years later, one of the homosexual baseball stars is now at a mountain retreat in the Poconos. He gets carried out by his lover to look at the stars, drunk on mimosas. Nothing gets thought about nothing again. What do I think? I'm writing a letter to Nietzsche. Ask him. Number 160. Your skin hangs around you like an old lady's loose gown. You used to live a dynamic double life with constituents coming out of your ass from 3 schools. No one anywhere knew quite who you were. Now I hesitate to state anything for the record these guys are recording. The whole process creeps me out. I sat in the back of the Subaru while they egged somebody's house, or he took a handful of CDs from Tower Records, placed them under his sweater or into his boxers. What I tell them is the truth. There was too much in you that you never even knew about. You were a mystery to yourself. You were the kid at the bowling alley trying to hook up with the twins, or the obsessive devotee of another head case. Now, I'm a head case who knows the same thing is true about me, and if my skin is tautened, it stings. Number 262. Welcome to America. If you can't be jocular, you can't be. Keep your grief to yourselves, you little underlings. This is the subtext of a media enterprise that is a literal boa around this tossed generation. Every time I say these words out loud, I cut against more grains than Hussman's. So don't say it, asshole. Keep your grief to yourself. The media stands on a pile of bodies. Fare thee well to present moments. Rags to riches becomes womb to tomb. Could somebody please pass me the mustard? Number 268. Satin blouses, trinkets, some kind of jade pendant, and the big trinket between her legs that nobody gets to play with. Rare meat. She's been babied by her parents since her birth. Rabbit year, a juxtaposition more sad than ironic. And suddenly I can teach her something? And I thought of what she was telling herself in response, and the words came to me. I'm doing this because I promised. My mom wants me to do this. Now I promised. I have to do this. Number 413. All piled into the house on Woodlawn. They had me do all the old jokes as though I were a wind-up toy. Most of them had never been in the house before. It was about to be abandoned anyway, but my mind still clings to it. I smoked pot there for the first time. I got on the road to my first hookup at a party, and I punched a Hulk Hogan's poster's crotch. Now even this pileup was 15 years ago. The shed in the back was filled with smoke, as were we.